Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, it's, you know, not going to be a warm day, but it's going to be a nice sun. We'll have some sunny weather today with some cool temperatures. But be a good time to be thinking about the garden, and I know a bunch of you already are, as we do have some calls on the line, so I want to get right into that. So, Nathan, who's up first today?
Pete is in Pittsfield.
Pete, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
I'm having trouble with Japanese knotweed, and I wondered if there was any new ways to get rid of it or what the best way is.
The best way is to move and find another property, because that is one that just doesn't, it's not easy to get rid of, right, as you already know. But the Japanese knotweed can just take over. So it really depends on how you want to do it, how you want to go about it. There's organic ways, there's synthetic ways to be doing it. So the one major thing about getting rid of Japanese knotweed is it's not like a one and done type thing. It's one where it could take 3-4 applications of a product to get it to really take care of it. So I personally know that with the Japanese knotweed, using something along the lines of like a glyphosate or like a Roundup type product, I know they're not environmentally safe and they don't have all the great uses, but that is one that I have found to be successful when it comes to getting rid of the Japanese knotweed.
Yeah, I know. I had gotten a suggestion from a place, and they said get the stuff that's in Roundup, but Roundup is only 5%. Get it at 100%, and then somehow get it squirted into the root of it. And got the 100% stuff, and I'm all scared about the cancer thing because I'm hearing all these stories about there being lawsuits and people getting big money because they used Roundup.
So there's a couple reasons behind that, right? A lot of people who used Roundup back in the day, let's say, you know, 20 years ago, they weren't as conscious about protective equipment, right? Wearing gloves, wearing protective outfits, wearing glasses. You know, that type of thing. So in college, I went through a lot of the classes and watching what not to do when it comes to spraying. And it's interesting that, you know, they show videos of people and they're not trying to do it wrong. They're just doing it. And for the longest time, people would just put the chemical into a spray bottle and then just put a hose on it, but like almost like spray it into it so the splatter would come back all over the place. Or they'll spray into the wind. So those are some of the concerns. And by no means am I saying that it's a safe product. By no means. I don't want to say that. But it starts with the way you practice and use it. And so one of the things that I like to do, and one of the reasons why I find it a little safer, is instead of mixing it in a container, I just use like a paintbrush and use the solution right from the bottle. What I'll do with like a Japanese knotweed or any major weed is I will cut it down to about an inch from the ground, right? Leaving some space there so that you can paint that product right on top of the Japanese knotweed so it will absorb into the roots quickly. Whereas if you left the Japanese knotweed at its normal height, right, and then sprayed from there, what happens is, okay, it gets the foliage and kind of starts to get down there, but everything starts to grow back from the root because it doesn't get all the way down quickly. So what I like to do is just cut them down and then paint with just like a small paintbrush. You know, get the container, dip into the solution, and paint the fresh cut. The reason why I say the fresh cut is, so I won't go out and cut like a whole field of something right away, unless I'm going to be spraying so I can do it quickly. But if I'm going to do something like the Japanese knotweed, I'll cut four or five of them down, maybe a dozen. And then I'll paint each one of those so the wound is fresh, right? So the wound on the Japanese knotweed, it hasn't sealed over. You know what I mean? So it hasn't formed that callus. So basically what you're doing is you're forming the callus for it, but with the chemical. And it'll absorb right in and go down into the root. So it's a little bit safer because you're not spraying it into the wind, you're not spraying it all over the soil where you could be using it for other things. So this way you're kind of paying a little bit more attention to it. It's not just free-flowing of spray, you know, and it's going to go right to the plant. So that's the best way to do it. And to be honest, if you're using a synthetic or an organic, I would say the same thing, to use it that way. So whatever product you would want to use, paint it onto it. And just remember, it's going to take a couple applications because you're getting the ones that are above ground. More will be coming out, and you're going to need to do it. And again, it could take 3-4 applications. But by doing it this way, you're going to get more of the plants out of there than if you were just to spray it with like a backpack sprayer or something like that.
I mean, are the plants one, or is there, when it goes down into the root system, is it just like a circulatory system on a human? It's it goes to every plant and,
so you're going to need to do it on every plant. It's not like they will have runners, but they're not going to attach to like other plants. They're not going to get their roots into something else, right? They do have runners from each other. That's how they grow, like a, you know, it's almost like a bamboo, how they send out shoots. But that's why you're going to need to, that's why you need to do it a few times. That's the downfall. The other thing, what some other people will do as well is, so say you have an area that's really infested with it, let's say, and you cut it back, you sprayed it, you've done it 2 or 3 times. What other people will also do is after you've done it a couple times, cover that area with like a black plastic, like a heavy duty plastic. Cover that area so the sun can help bake the plants underneath it and basically dry them out and kill some of the extra that's in the ground. It's a nice way to finish up after some spraying. So that way it kind of just... It also will just help the soil a little bit, heat it up, get it ready, and move on from there. But I think the thing about it is doing it multiple times. It's not just a one-and-done type thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking maybe cover the whole backyard with plastic. I mean, there's thousands of the stalks coming up, you know? It's the whole perimeter of the backyard, and then... Then I threw some dead stalks onto a dirt pile, and that was a big mistake because holy mackerel! Now the dirt pile is a whole King Kong of Japanese knotweed, and so I was thinking somebody told me they cut it all down and burned it all off and. The thing that's resilient about that is that there's a rope-like root underneath the ground, and it's going to do anything on the top side. It's not going to do anything.
Yeah.
Underneath.
Well, so that's why, you know, cutting it down and then spraying on top of that so it's just like an inch from the ground, that's going to allow it to get into the root system and go a little bit quicker. Or, like I said at the beginning, you can just move. Right? Because it seems like it's gotten out of control there.
Thank you.
All right, Pete. Have a great rest of your day and happy holidays.
Yeah, thanks. Bye.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the revolver spray gun, and use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have some calls on the line, so I want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
It's Robert in New Hampshire.
Robert, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, I've worked 150 jobs. One was a deck house in Hamilton, Mass. That had a greenhouse on it afterwards. It was valued at like $1.5 million today. I've come to the conclusion that you're from Canada.
Originally, my family is Canadian, yes.
I mean, your radio program?
No, we're from, I'm right out of Lowell, Mass.
Oh, Lowell, Mass?
Yeah.
My son, I'm ready to retire, but my son has his degree from the Mormon University.
Yep.
And I was wondering if he has his electrical engineering degree in June, coming up in June, a straight-A student, and I was wondering if... you might be interested in hiring him.
Well, that's definitely something that's out there. But whereabouts is he?
He's finishing his degree at Rexburg, Idaho University.
Well, that's always something we can have some sort of conversation with. If you want, you can have him shoot me an email at paulpgardenclub@gmail.com, and we can definitely take a look. That's some great information there. So
okay, yeah. Okay. Again, that's P.
It's Paul, P A U L P.
Yeah.
Garden. At Gmail.
Is it dot garden?
Nope.
Oh,
not
Paul Garden.
Not. It's Paul P. Garden.
Paul P. Garden.
At gmail.com.
Gmail.com. Thanks.
Yes, sir. Alrighty.
Oh.
All right. We appreciate the call, Robert. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261.
855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, you know, it's a bit cold out there, but, might be a nice enjoyable day compared to what we've been dealing with the past couple days with the weather, right? So maybe enjoy yourself with the kids outside. Get out there and play. I know a lot of people I saw the other day were out sledding, enjoying some of the weather. Well, just enjoying some of this time where, you know, there's not much else to do, but it was fun to watch. When I was out Wednesday night into Thursday, we plowed for about 20 straight hours, and you know, as the storm started to lighten up and we were doing some more cleanup, there was one area where it was just you know, people were sledding. Obviously there was spacing and it was nice to see, but it's good to see kids out there enjoying the time out there. It was, I was up in, Winchester, by a church up there, St. Eulalie, cleaning up, and, there's right down the street is this awesome field. So it was really cool just to watch, gave me something to think about other than, staring at snow, for 20 straight hours. But that's neither here nor there at this point. If you do have some questions, you can call us at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And just going back to the conversation I had with Pete, you know, Japanese knotweed, I joke about it, but man, it's almost like you got to move when this comes into the area and just takes over. Japanese knotweed is, you know, kind of looks like a bamboo, has that look to it, but it just takes over. The roots just will send runners out, go all over the place. But one of the easiest ways to do it is to be spraying with a herbicide or an herbicide, however you want to say it. I like to cut the plants back and paint it on, and then take care of it from there. So just some final thoughts with that one. If you do have some questions, give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine is playing his cards close to his chest. The new Stand Your Ground bill that the state's Republican-led Senate approved Friday, and that now heads to DeWine's desk. The bill, which passed 18-11, would remove the requirement that someone must try to retreat before shooting in self-defense. DeWine said he'll address the issue in the week ahead. Congress appears to be set to vote on Sunday on a $900 billion coronavirus aid package after senators struck a late-night compromise to clear one of the final hurdles. Senate Democrat leader Chuck Schumer told reporters at the Capitol late Saturday, "If things continue on this path and nothing gets in the way, we'll be able to vote tomorrow," end quote. Healthcare workers were the first nationwide to receive the COVID-19 vaccine last week, but a doctor at Houston Memorial Medical Center said Wednesday that half of the unit's nurses don't want it, calling it a political toy. USA Radio News. If you can't believe the Michigan governor is using Santa Claus to inculcate kids against their parents' Christmas plans, think again. Let's be thankful we don't live across the pond. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has lockdown details.
In the UK, Britons are bracing for a Christmas under lockdown, as Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced Saturday new, tighter coronavirus restrictions. London and areas in southern England that have seen surges in COVID cases will now fall under new restrictions that will prohibit non-essential travel to and from those areas and ban mixing of households, canceling plans to allow so-called Christmas bubbles over the holiday. Johnson says he couldn't see any other alternative in trying to control the spread of the virus.
When the science changes, we must change our response. When the virus changes its method of attack, we must change our method of defense. And as your Prime Minister, I sincerely believe there is no alternative open to me.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we've got plenty of time left in the show to help out with all of your gardening questions. So feel free to give us that call. We'll do what we can to really help you out. To be successful in the garden going forward this year and in the future. So coming up in about a half hour, Victoria will be joining us from Natural Alternative. And I hope you listened to my advice last week and ordered ahead of time when it came to the ice melt and took care of it. So there's, tried to get ahead. I know, we talk a lot about the weather here, but it's definitely a lot to just keep in mind, right? And knowing what's going to be happening in the next couple weeks, couple days, so you can plan your time. I know we, working in the nursery industry since I was little, we've always looked at, the weather, just saying, all right, this is what could happen this day, this is what could be going on, etc. And it's just, I try to be ahead of it. There's possibility of a little bit of rain today. A shower maybe here or there, but it's not going to amount to much. It's not going to get rid of a lot of the snow that we have. So the snow's here for a while with that cold temperature, but it will kind of stick around and maybe refreeze tonight. So that's where we, got to worry about getting that ice melt back out there if there's a little bit of snow, rain, or runoff from the snow. And we're noticing that our snow melts, getting some of that ice melt down. We try to, at my house, get down to pavement in our driveway as quickly as possible during a storm. So we definitely will be putting ours down again for the longest time that I was driving a vehicle without four-wheel drive, right? And my driveway is a little bit of a hill. So we need to make sure our driveway is clear so that we don't slip going down the hill.
or the kids don't slip and go all the way down. We've talked about costs of trips, slips and falls when it comes to ice. They can range anywhere from, you know, $25,000 all the way up to a couple hundred thousand. And that's just surgeries and things that you need. That's not, you know, loss of work, etc. So we're definitely gonna touch base on some of the ice melt with Victoria so we can think about the next storm. You know, right now, it doesn't look like there's one in the forecast for a little bit. Maybe some rain, but with that rain and cold weather, there is that chance of ice, and that's where we got to worry about it. So, let's, in about 25 minutes, she'll be joining us. So, definitely stay tuned to that to get some information of the different styles. And, you know, we have there's so many different types of ice melt out there, but the ones that they have are definitely safer for the environment, for your pets, your family, two different styles for that. So it's definitely worth listening to. So stay tuned for that. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, we've been touching base a lot on the different things you can be doing this time of year to get ready for next season. You know, doing more research, thinking more of what you could do. You know, maybe it's thinking more about the indoor garden going forward. You know, thinking about what vegetables you can do indoors. You know, there was a caller, and he's called a couple times, and I know a number of you do this. You have an old greenhouse or a small, like, lean-to type greenhouse that stays warm enough where you can grow some plants. But there was a gentleman who called a couple, I want to say it was last year around this time, who was saying he grows tomatoes all year round in his greenhouse, but he doesn't even heat it, really. He uses the outside temperatures to help it. It's a nice glass house where so it gets a lot of sun, and that will heat it. But he has tomatoes all throughout the year, has a number of different plants in there. So those are the types of things that if you do take a look at, you know, the way you're planting vegetables, you can go all year. If you container growing tomatoes, you know, bringing them inside into a nice sunny window or a Four Seasons porch where it gets heated but it's full sun, maybe that's something to bring your tomatoes in containers or your peppers or anything along those lines, because tomatoes will still keep growing. Just in the New England area, what will happen is they'll die back because of the cold, the snow, etc. But how cool would it be to be, you know, December 20th right now, be able to pick a nice fresh tomato off of a plant in your own home? So maybe that's something to think about for next season, or even getting started now. You have some nice sun in the window, maybe get started with some seeds. Get some tomatoes growing now, and then you can have them early. And then, we're well beyond the 70-day to 80-day maturity. When spring hits and when you put them out in May, you're ready to go. You got a full plant, and you're just getting fruit. So that's something to be thinking about of what you can be doing. There's other easier veggies to be growing indoors. You know, some lettuces, sprouts, those types of things to keep going. Pinching them back just makes them come back and grow more. So those are nice and easy with less time really for them to grow. We're not talking 80 days. Some of them can be 30 days, of growth, prior. Just some different things to be looking at what you can be doing indoors. Right? Instead of just worrying about thinking about the garden outside only, right? So, you know, I talked about the website a million times, but Burpee, you know, I clicked on lettuce, salad bowl, just a variety, and it's 45 days to maturity, right? So there's, you know, about a month and a half. You could have fresh lettuce growing for Valentine's Day. You can have a nice dinner with your favorite person, and with a fresh salad that you grew starting now. There's some other, you know, out there that take, you know, 30 to 45 days, 50 days, but plan it out, right?
Get some different lettuces. Get a nice vegetable garden growing indoors. You can have a windowsill type garden. There's the sky's really the limit, but you can be getting ready for that. I'm almost positive that most of the garden centers at this point have already brought in some of their seed starting product to get ready for that spring season. Get those while you can. Get them for your gardener. Get them for a Christmas gift. Get them ready. Choose some of the, you know, this might be a nice Christmas gift for yourself. You know, get them all the things they need to plant the garden. And then choose a couple seeds that, you know, you might want those types of vegetables and say, oh, you should grow these. I know you love growing plants and everything. You should get started. And then at the end, you're getting that fresh vegetable. So it's almost like a present for yourself, right? Don't tell anybody I said that. But definitely, maybe it's a thought. But getting started doing that, getting some grow lights. There's tons of different grow lights out there. You can go as simple as one of those aluminum lights that has the fluorescent light coming out of it. Just a small one you could use, you know, for construction, or you can find, like, you could go to like a Home Depot or a garden center to find those. Or go all the way into the huge LED with the different color bulbs so you can get the different growth rates at different times with, you know, different, you know, temperature settings, different timers, etc. You could go all out with that, but that's really up to you. But, you know, getting some things inside is going to continue that good feeling of growing yourself, right? Getting things to grow in a great way so that you can enjoy them at home. So some things to really be thinking about this time of year, and gifts that you can be giving out just for the gardener. Now, you know, some of the other things that you might be able to do this time of year, you know, maybe you didn't get to put everything, maybe you put everything away in the garage or in a shed, but you didn't get to clean them. You didn't get to get them ready for next season. Definitely be looking to clean them up, get them ready for next season. Your shovels, sharpen them. Your pruners, clean them off. Get some of the old sap off. You know, your shovels, get rid of that old dirt. Get rid of all the excess that's been sitting there. Your mower, clean out from underneath it. Get that mower all cleaned up. Get some of that, you know, grass that's caked on the sides from being cut. Clean that up so next year when you start, the blade is going to be able to spin right nice and easy. Even sharpen that blade. Getting those things done. You know, a lot of you know, small engine repair stores are looking right now at repairing, you know, snowblowers, getting those things cleaned and ready for you. Maybe if you had some issues with the mower, get it in now. Call the say, hey, you know, I have plenty of time. Can I bring this in? You guys can work on it whenever you know, want. But I need to get the mower ready for next spring. And they might be able to do that because right now you're not looking for it right away. At least in New England, right? You're not looking to mow your lawn tomorrow. I mean, if I was looking to mow my lawn, I'd have to snow blow first and then mow the lawn. So that's not what we're going to be doing, right? So my thoughts are, is getting ahead. Things like that that you need to get ready for the next season, do it now. You know, while there's time for those small engine repair type mechanics so that they can do it on their leisure, if you will, versus trying to get it done right away. You might get it done even better than you normally would because they have a little bit more time. They can focus. They're not saying, all right, I got 10 of these behind it. I need to get it done. So it's just some thoughts so that you can kind of be ready for next year. We talk about all those things that you should be doing for the fall, right? And that's one of them. But just to add to it, he's definitely looking to see if you need repairs, if you can do that now. If you have some questions here, we got about 15 minutes before we have Victoria on. So you can give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, our number is 855-660-4261. And first day of winter tomorrow, so it's the shortest day of the year. But you know what that means? The days are just going to get longer after tomorrow. So we're already on that. We're already on that downhill headed towards spring, right? We got to think about it. I do have a call on the line, so I want to get to that. We'll introduce and then come right back after that. But Nathan, who's up next?
Henry's in Manchester.
Henry, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Okay. It sounded like you had a balloon that just let out air.
Okay.
Okay. I have a Christmas cactus. I have many, like maybe 10 of them.
Okay.
And I have one that's blooming, and I've tried for the last 60 or more days to try to get the plants to bud. They're all in a south-facing window. Okay, they're all in the same kind of soil, Miracle-Gro, and one is blooming like it was just born, and the rest, I'll have one or two pots that have one bud on it, and some have no bud.
Okay, well, hang tight with me on the break. When we get back, I'll give you some information what we can do. So hang tight, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and it will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult-to-control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Now, before the break, we were talking with Henry in regards to his Christmas cactus. He's got a number of them, and one is flowering, the others are not. Same soil, same location, same everything. Is that sounds correct, Henry?
That's correct. It's all Miracle-Gro.
Okay. Now,
They've been around maybe 5 or 10 years.
Okay. Now, did these plants get like a cold period at night where they like to be like that 55 degree temperature at night to help push some of the buds to set? Have you had that?
Here's what I did.
Sure.
I put them all in total darkness for 10 to 12 hours in the highest temperature of 68 degrees.
Okay. Yep.
And then I put them in a south-facing window, and it's a short daylight time, but they're there. It gets dark here about 4:30 in the afternoon.
Yep.
I use minimum watering. All the water that I use is aged because of the fluoride and chlorine in the water.
Yep.
I figure that hurts it. And I heard an old wives' tale, if you put a cup of black coffee in there, cold, that helps make it grow. Okay, so far I got one mysterious plant that grows like it's brand new. I got two or three that have one bud in it. I don't know how come. But this procedure I've done for over a month of 10 to 12 hours of darkness.
Okay.
And the average temperature is 68 degrees, no higher.
Gotcha. Now, so just a follow-up question for you. They've flowered every year prior?
Yes.
You've had no issues?
No.
Okay.
So one thing that it could be, and it's just a thought, so Christmas cactus do like to be, you know, slightly like pot bound or root bound. Okay. Sometimes when they get too pot bound, they don't flower because all they really have in there is roots. So what I'd like to see you do, and I know you said you have the Miracle-Gro soil in there, what I'd like to see you do is put your hand at the bottom of the plant to hold it, you know, hold the plant. Flip the pot over and take a look at the roots underneath there. If the roots are basically like a solid mass on the bottom, that means it needs to be repotted, and that could be part of it. We're not talking about going from like a 6-inch to like a 10-inch pot. You can just go up just a little bit to allow some more root system to develop. That's one thing that it could be, right? That's just part of it.
How about because, thinning out the roots?
Well, so you don't want to thin out the roots.
Okay.
You want to keep all the same that's there. You just want them to be able to grow a little bit. Like I said, they like to be slightly pot-bound,
okay,
but not to the point where it's like circling roots. And sometimes that will happen and will cause them not to flower.
Okay,
so that's one of them, and it's a possibility. You've already talked about the watering level, so you keep them dry. Perfect.
Yep.
We've talked about the chilling part of it.
Right.
You talked about the, you know, the dark part of it. What have you done for, like, a fertilizer?
I only did this once. I used Miracle-Gro.
Okay. Which one did you use? Did you use the green, the yellow and green, or did you use...
The green one.
Okay.
In a plastic container about a foot high.
So what I'd like to see you do is look at getting a bloom booster. If you like the Miracle-Gro products, they have one called Bloom Booster.
Okay, it's partial to anyone. I just want your advice.
Yeah. So okay, so you can use any fertilizer that says Bloom Booster. It's they'll have it different ways: Bloom Booster, Bloom Pusher, Bloom whatever. But right, anything that the middle number is higher than the others, right?
Okay.
So you're looking at like a 10, 20, 10. The numbers will be different depending upon where you purchase it from, but look for one with a heavy middle. Yeah, so but the middle number is what you're looking for.
Okay.
It to be high. That's a phosphorus-based. It helps the root development, but it also helps push flowers.
Okay.
So just doing those, checking for being pot bounds, fertilizing with a bloom booster, I think that might help you. You're doing everything else perfectly.
Okay.
All right, Henry?
I think I had to call you and get your advice and go from there.
Well, I appreciate that, Henry. You have a great one, and enjoy the rest of your weekend and the holiday.
When you're saying your phone number on the phone, tell some of the people they got to put a 1 in front of them.
Will do.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.